Rural communities are usually thrilled when businesses locate in their area, but across the country, small towns and rural counties are fighting to keep some retail stores out. Adult businesses that sell everything from videos to sex toys, they've proliferated in recent years along interstates where zoning regulations are lax. NPR's Greg Allen reports on a campaign by residents of Abilene, Kansas, against one adult business.
The Lion's Den is a national chain that bills itself as the adult superstore for men and women. To motorists passing by on Interstate 70, just a few miles west of Abilene, Kansas, from the outside, the Lion's Den looks a lot like what it used to be, a Stuckey's truck stop. The parking lot has a special area reserved for truckers, but around front, a couple pulls up in an SUV and step into the store. Two children wait outside in the car. Inside, the Lion's Den has the look of a video rental store. It's well lit with wide aisles and neatly arranged displays. There are videos, and as manager Sandy Summers points out, lots of other items.
Lotions, lingerie, oils, toys, movies, DVDs, magazines. We offer products to people that want them. If they don't want them, you know, don't come in. I've said that many times. But everything here, like I said, is adult. It is everything in the store is, they are all legal goods. Legal for sale, and they are all protected by the First Amendment.
The couple quickly make their purchase and leave. Abilene resident Philip Cosby says he and other people in town had no advance notice that an adult business was coming to the area and were taken by surprise when the Lion's Den suddenly opened for business. Since then, Cosby says he's learned that's often the case with adult businesses.
They target a community that doesn't have a zoning to protect them from sexually oriented businesses, and they find a building on the interstate, they refurbish it, and surprise, there it is.
Abilene is a small, close-knit community. It was the boyhood home of Dwight D. Eisenhower, and his presidential library is located here. The population, about 6,500, is the same today as it was in 1960. Cosby says within weeks after the Lion's Den opened, he and others organized a group of more than 100 men. For 3 months, members of the group stood across the street from the store holding signs aimed at truck drivers. The signs said, "Think again or we report."
If a truck pulled in there, that carrier, his boss, was going to know where his truck was. If there was a John Deere tractor on the bed of that trailer, Mr. John Deere was going to know where his tractor was. And we set up a reporting system that effectively every truck that pulled in there, their boss knew the next day where that truck had been.
Cosby says that was just the first step. His group also gathered enough signatures to require the county to summon a grand jury. This week, the grand jury indicted the owners of the store on 29 counts of selling obscene devices. Jeffrey Douglas is an attorney who serves on the board of the Free Speech Coalition, a trade group that represents about 250 adult businesses. He believes prosecutors may have a difficult time convincing a jury that people who purchase and use any of the 29 devices are guilty of criminal acts.
The first issue is whether the state has the power to criminalize this kind of conduct. That is, does the state have a right to walk into a person's bedroom and dictate the kinds of sex acts that they do consensually in private?
Elsewhere, in Louisiana, Texas, Nebraska, and other states, local prosecutors in recent years have also looked to state obscenity laws to shut down adult businesses, especially in areas with few zoning regulations. But Douglas says such cases are still exceedingly rare, in part because the constitutional issues involved make for complex cases that are both difficult to prosecute and to defend.
Criminal prosecutions live on the notion that there is someone harmed, that there's a victim. It's very difficult to argue that an individual engaging in private behavior that does not intrude on the community in any way is creating a harm, as there is in a case of domestic violence or battery or even drunk driving.
Philip Cosby says the criminal charges are just one part of a larger strategy to keep adult businesses out of the community. Abilene and the surrounding county are also working on tighter zoning restrictions to discourage adult businesses. Cosby believes if Abilene is successful in its battle against the Lion's Den, other towns and counties will follow suit.
It will set a pattern for every other community in the state of Kansas. We have to win this battle first, and then it'll go off like popcorn across Kansas.
And Cosby says it could go even further. He talks about Brown versus Board of Education, abolitionist John Brown, and anti-alcohol activist Carrie Nation. all chapters of history that had their roots in Kansas. If this movement spreads, he says, it won't be the first time that Kansas has led the nation in a moral battle. Greg Allen, NPR News.